It is the afternoon of just the first day of CMA Fest, but I'm joined here now by Tate Stevens. Tate, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
And, well, there's lots of things I'd like to talk about, but I know we're limited, so I'm going to start with the fact that you got here and worked here through winning the X Factor
yes.
in the USA.
Yes.
Now, we have the X Factor over in Britain.
Right.
But I know in the UK it can be quite difficult sometimes for people right. to use the momentum that they get when they win the X Factor
yes.
to then carry it out. But you've already done much more than a lot of the ones comparably.
Right.
And how are you looking to carry that momentum through?
You know what? We're just working hard, keeping our head down, running out at 100 miles an hour. That's what has to happen. We got to get out, make friends, see people, and radio. In the country world, it's radio. The radio really guides our career. I mean, if you don't make friends at radio, you don't have a career. So that's what we're doing now. We're out visiting radio stations and begging them and pleading and crying and snotting on our shoes and stuff to play our record. And hopefully we make a lot of friends at radio and we can continue what we've started.
And I bet you've heard this quite a lot, Tate, but what about Simon Cowell? What is he like?
I will tell you that Simon is a good guy. He really is a good guy. He's very smart, a great businessman, obviously. But, you know, a lot of people are like, is he mean? Is he, you know, and Simon's not mean. I think he doesn't have a filter. There's that filter thing that most people, when they don't like something, they'll say, well, it wasn't my favorite or whatever. And he just will tell you it sounded like a bag of cats getting ran over. You know, I mean, you should probably jump off a cliff and you know, whatever, take 2 weeks off and quit. But, that's what it is. I laugh because I got to see a little bit of a different side of him. Off camera, off stage, very nice, very personable, very like down to earth for a guy with $300 or $400 million could be. You know what I mean? That's what I thought was great. Is you know he's just one of the guys. So
and how much crazier has your life been since winning the X Factor?
Oh my gosh, it's upside down at times. It's a lot of fun. I'm having a great time because this is truly what I love to do, and this is what I've wanted to do since I was a little kid. So, it's hard. It's hard work a lot of times. Most people just see you on stage, and they're like, oh, he's just doing his thing, but they don't see all the hours that go into getting to that point, you know. So, but it's good, man. Everything's good.
I was going to say, you've been here before, and then you stopped with your country career for a while, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, we were trying, back in the 90s, we were trying to make it, and out on the road trying to do whatever it was taking to get, to be successful in the music business. And for whatever reason, it didn't work. So in late 99, I came off the road to raise my family. And I got a real job, as they call them. started doing construction work and things like that. Continued to play music on the side because it's just, I love it. It's part of me, so I can't stop playing, you know. Then my wife and kids were like, man, you need to try out for this X Factor thing. And I fought them, and I'm like, that's not something I would want to do. I'm not into that. But they signed me up without me knowing. And, you know, there's a whole weird thing there. But we did it, and we're here, and trying to make it work, trying to make it mean something.
And am I right in thinking that you went back while you were recording for your album that came out back? You went back to your family home a lot of the time in between recording,
mm-hmm.
You kept up that commitment, obviously, to your family while you were recording.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I mean, I'm a dad first. That's my job. So, yeah, I mean, I gotta be a part of my family, so every moment that I could, you know, we were flying home or can it work that way? First of the year, and just started working and got a record done quickly, an album done quickly, and so it's all good.
And who would you say inspires you mostly within country music?
I have a lot of people I draw from, and I might, that might sound cliche or whatever, but you know, I go, my love of country music started when I was a little kid through my dad, and I mean, of course, George Jones, Merle Haggard, and those kind of artists, they help shape what I'm doing now. But even through the 90s, you have people like Joe Diffie. Joe's my favorite singer. So, I always say when I, you know, when I grow up, I want to sing like Joe, you know, because he's one of the greatest country singers we've had, and I feel. And so, you know, people like him, of course, Garth Brooks, George Strait, those guys, I try to draw from as many of those artists as I can. Even looking to today, you know, the Jason Aldeans, the Luke Bryans, and people like that, you know, I try to take from them whatever I can to make what I do as comparable to them as I can be.
And now you're up with them, so that must really be amazing.
It's cool, man. It's awesome. I'm excited. It is one of those things that, you know, it is a dream. It is a dream come true for what I get to do. I have the coolest job in the world. But it's a big competitive race, and as long as I can stay competitive in the race, then I'll be doing all right.
Oh, I've got to talk as a UK radio, UK-based radio presenter about what the international dimension is like for country musicians like yourself. Mm-hmm. What does the prospect of a gig in the UK seem like to you at the moment?
I would love to go. I want to go over there. I want to get across the pond, and because there's so many country music fans there. Mm. I mean, country music it's worldwide. It is huge everywhere, and not just in the States, but, you know, in the UK, in Brazil. I mean, it's, you know, it's awesome. So yeah, I want to go. I want to go over and make some new fans over there and have fun.
Well, I think you've already got a number, certainly from what we've heard. So you'd definitely be you'd fit in very well there. Final question I want to ask you is about your most recent record,
right?
And also looking to the future a bit as well. Okay. You said that you had to do it fairly quickly.
Yes.
It sounds brilliant as a record. Are you happy with it?
Oh my gosh, yeah. I mean, I got to town on January the 3rd. I got to Nashville January 3rd. Started doing 2 to 3 songwriting sessions a day, trying to write as much as I could to get on the record and on the album. And we were done by February 12th. The whole album was done. And we didn't have a lot of time. But I'm so proud of it. It's country music, and that's what I do. I wanted to stay as true to that as I could. And we got the best songs, whether I wrote it or we found it through other writers. I think we got the best songs we could get, you know, in that time. And I am so happy with it. I'm like, I'll put it, you know, to beat it, you're going to have to get up early. You know what I mean? It's exciting. I'm super proud of it. And hopefully we get a couple more singles off of it. And I'm looking forward to writing for the next one and hopefully getting a lot of songs on there on the next project. So
that's great. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Dave.
Man. Appreciate it.